Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
I fall.
What? Ah!
Good morning. Wakey wakey. No, please, don't get up. Not that you can, of course. Glad to see you're still with us.
What did you do with-
I'm right here, Eiffel.
Captain, are you alright?
No, she's not. Neither one of you are. Just go ahead and permanently retire the words "all right" from your vocabulary.
I'm fine, Eiffel.
You're really not, you know. You both did something unspeakably stupid, and now you're in the hands of the enemy.
Specifically, my hands. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you two, but I have a passion for disciplining crew members. Right, Mr. Jacoby?
That's right, sir.
How creative can I get with those punishments, Dr. Maxwell?
Very creative, sir.
That's right.
If you're expecting us to be afraid...
Please, Captain. At this point, I cannot expect anything from you. That would be silly. First, we need to... reevaluate our relationship. Reacquaint ourselves with each other. Neither one of you has been in this room before, have you? Welcome to the Urania's Armory. Every kind of weapon to fight off any kind of hostile alien life that you could ever conceive of. Of course, in a pinch, most of these also make great disciplinary tools. Oh, the guys at the lab think of everything. Take this one. This can cut straight through an iron bar. This one's pretty neat. It burns right into neural pathways. And this one, oh, this one's got everything. Sharp, cold, loud. When I'm done with this one, Captain, then we can talk about expectations.
Jacoby, Maxwell, are you just gonna stand there and watch this?
No, Eiffel. We're gonna go clean up the rest of your mess.
Mr. Jacoby is going to do me the favor of collecting your two remaining co-conspirators.
Yeah, right. Nobody knows this station like Alexander Hilbert. He knows every nook, cranny, hidden room, everything. And as backup, he's got the only woman who's ever turned outer space monster hunting into a recreational sport. You'll never see them coming. Until all of a sudden, there's a harpoon in your face, and you end up on the operating table of the finest medical sadist that Goddard Futuristics ever produced. Good luck.
You know, Jacoby, she's right. This might be more difficult than we thought.
Yeah. If only we had some sort of borderline omniscient super intelligence with absolute control over all the station systems.
Oh, wait!
Maxwell?
Just a moment. Kira, can you confirm that Lieutenant Minkowski and Dr. Hilbert are still in the tech wing?
Yes. Doctor.
Kira, what are you—
Don't bother. Kira, are you still patched into the controls for the gas canister they planted into that room?
No.
Yes.
And are the two targets within the deployment range of that canister?
Yes.
Hera, don't.
She doesn't have a choice. If you would be so kind, Hera, please deploy that gas now.
I deployment successful, Doctor.
Can you confirm that both targets are incapacitated?
Yes.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you on the first day I got here? No fuss.
I knew it. I knew underneath all that sparkle and charm, you were just as bad as Hilbert. Hell, you're worse. You made Hera think that you really cared, just to stab her in the back. Even Hilbert never sunk that low.
It's not that simple. I'm working on
a bigger picture? Yeah.
I've heard that one before.
Jacoby, get down to the tech wing and find our sleeping beauties. Kill whichever one you like least, get the other one up here.
Yes, sir.
Maxwell, go back to the hangar bay. Finish up the side wave regulator's calibrations.
Yes, sir. Things should go much more smoothly now.
Good. After all, we are on a schedule. So much to do. So little time.
Well, it is safe to say that something has gone wrong.
Yeah. Agreed. How are we not dead?
I am not sure.
One moment. God.
Hera? What is going on?
Lots of things. Kepler has Eiffel and Lovelace in the armory of the Urania.
Alive?
For now. Maxwell has rewired my programming. She's inputting commands directly into my mainframe, telling me what to do.
You mean like—
Yeah, like how she just told me to deploy the halothane gas on both of you.
But you— I mean, we're not—
Yeah? Pretty cool, isn't it?
How are you?
Oh, let's just say that you shouldn't spend 5 weeks teaching your AI how to isolate her physical systems if you don't want her to develop some quirks.
You are selectively isolating her command functions.
And putting on a very convincing light show.
You are lying to someone in a command position. That should not be—
What can I say? Top of the class.
Wait, so you're immune to her commands? You can just ignore what she tells you?
No. I have been able to shake off everything she's given me so far, but it is really difficult, and it really hurts. So I would appreciate it if you two could get a move on.
Oh, right.
Also, Jacoby's on his way to your position, so you should really be gone by the time he gets there.
Hilbert, suggestions?
We must stop Maxwell's attempts to interfere with AI system. That is biggest risk.
Hera, where is—
Hangar Bay. She's finishing up the calibrations for the Psywave regulator. I strongly suggest that you avoid the corridors, however. If you are anywhere within my visual sense horizon, I can't promise that I'll be able to hide you for much longer.
How on earth are we supposed to traverse through half the station without using any of the corridors?
Oh,
Oh, ye of too little imagination. Don't you remember? I once spent 3 weeks chasing the plant monster through every inch of air duct in this place.
You remember the way?
Oh, yeah. Just like riding a bicycle. Let's go.
You know, I'm disappointed in you two. You were doing so well, cooperating, playing nice with the new kids. I really thought that you'd be around to catch a whiff of the finish line. I will. Pity.
Oh, just get on with it. Torture is one thing, but could you stop with the endless speechifying?
Captain, ixnay on the oaking the bear pay.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're funny. Funny Captain Loveless. I'll remember that.
Boss, we got a problem. Just got to the tech wing, and there's no unconscious bodies over here. I'm guessing they weren't actually in the range of the gas.
Oh, what a shame.
Captain?
Jacoby, are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm real sure. It looks like they've gone into the air vents. You want me to get smoke grenades? See if I can flush them out?
No, they could be anywhere by now. We're going to accelerate. Proceed directly to Contingency Echo.
Yes, sir.
Your friends are turning into a real headache. But, let's see. We might still be able to wrap this up in time for lunch. Now, who's feeling lucky?
Here. It should only be about another dozen yards. And then we make a left.
Right. Minkowski.
What?
The vent past this grating. It goes towards the engineering section, no?
Yes. What about it?
The situation is considerably more dangerous than we anticipated. Do you have any armament more powerful than your handgun? As I thought, this may well be the last opportunity we get. It may be prudent to not let it pass.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all mutineers at sea, this is your last chance to end this peacefully.
This has been really cute, but I think it's time we get serious, all right, Minkowski?
Don't listen to him, Commander! He can go to hell!
He never did stop calling you Commander, did he? Adorable. All right, here's the deal.
You have 5 minutes to give me your unconditional surrender, or I'm going to shoot one of your crewmates in the head.
Hilbert, do you think he
now
really...
Now I know what you're thinking.
Minkowski, don't give this piece of human garbage the
That was a warning shot, Lieutenant. To make a point about not interrupting when I'm speaking.
Holy crap. You're crazy.
No, Eiffel. I'm just a man who wants to be taken seriously. Now, as I was saying, how can I pick between these two? They're both so goddamn tragic in their own ways.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny.
Fuck you. I'm not scared of you. I'm not intimidated by you.
You know, the only thing I feel when I look at you? Pity.
Captain, this really isn't the time.
You are so goddamn pathetic. You know why? Because you talk and talk and talk about everything that you're doing for humanity.
Captain, you should really...
And you haven't even realized. Well, guess what? You're not human. You sold every piece of your humanity.
You're hilarious. On a multitude of levels.
And that's just one more thing that I have. And you don't.
Captain, no. Don't do...
You're not even funny. You're just... nothing.
Well, that's a very nice speech, Captain. You know what I see when I look at you?
Frankly, Colonel, I don't give a damn.
All right, then. You want to go nuts?
Let's go nuts!
Oh, God.
Minkowski! I'm gonna shoot Captain Lovelace in the head. And what did I say before? 5 minutes? Nah, let's make it exciting. You have until I get to 0. 10.
Hilbert?
All the time in the world. All the time in the 9.
Is this a trick? Will he shoot her?
Kovsky,
Will he shoot her?
I've warned many times.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. 8.
Anything? Hello? Well, this is getting good, don't you think? 7.
You think this is gonna work? You're not gonna scare-
3.
3? What happened to 6?
Eiffel, shut up.
Coming up on the last chance, Lieutenant. 2.
Captain, why did you- You didn't have to-
Yes, I did. I did. It's fine.
One. Going once. Going twice.
God damn it all. Hilbert, we have to do something. We can't let him...
You have 30 minutes to think about what you've done. Then... we'll talk about Officer Eiffel.
Minkowski, are you all right? We should...
Get down there. Go. I'll deal with Maxwell. You get the napalm, but this ends now.
Yes, sir.
Go!
Kira, could we raise the base power level to 8, please? Kira, could we raise the...
Yes, sorry, I'm just... Could I have a moment?
No, I'm sorry. I know this is difficult, but we are on a very tight timetable. If we don't get this operational, Colonel Kepler is going to... Huh. That's interesting. Kira... why are you using so much of your RAM right now?
Huh? Oh, that's just
you're at almost triple your regular levels.
It must be all the new software that you're running.
No, the collar program should be streamlining processes, not...
Oh, no, that's just a temporary spike in...
No, it's been at that rate for the last hour and a half. It's practically like you're running every physical system on... Yura? What are you doing?
Whatever you tell me and nothing else.
Right. I'm just going to make some adjustments.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
I think I want to.
All right. You got me. But hang on. Before you do that, just ask yourself this. Do you know that there's someone standing right behind you with a fire extinguisher?
What?
Thank you, Hera. Well done.
No. Thank you, Commander. Exquisite timing.
Where can I find some rope?
Utility closet, behind you.
Appreciate it.
I can't believe you really...
Yes, Officer Eiffel. I really... Maxwell, what's going on down there?
Hello, you disgusting piece of human garbage.
Lieutenant! This is a bit ahead of schedule. We're not supposed to have our next chat until...
Shut up! Here's how this is going to work. I have Maxwell tied up at gunpoint. If you want to get her back, you release Eiffel, and that's that. You have 10 minutes.
How about...
Now we have a hostage. Ho, ho, ho.
Colonel, maybe you didn't hear.
Oh no, I heard. You like chess, Eiffel?
Not enormously.
Well, let's just say this. A good game of chess is sort of like the situation we're in right now. It's all about knowing what moves your opponent can make and how to cut them off.
This isn't going to work.
Says the person tied to a chair, with a gun pointed at her head.
You really think you're gonna win this? That you're going to outmaneuver Kepler? Hera, would you tell her how-
I'm not talking to you.
Ugh. Fine. Be that way.
Hera, can you tell us anything about what's happening inside the Urania?
No, I'm sorry, Lieutenant.
Okay, what about Hilbert?
It looks like he's made it to the engineering section.
And Jacoby?
Oh, he's doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
Jacoby, where are-
Relax. I'm not standing behind you with a bit of lead pipe. I wouldn't do that to someone. No, I'm in your comms room.
Why?
Oh, because it's so much fun. You know, Eiffel doesn't really appreciate the finesse of all this equipment. For example, fun fact. Did you know that from here, I can arrange the comms so you can hear an incoming call.
Minkowski, are you there?
Yes, Doctor.
Hello, Minkowski. Do you copy?
But they can't hear you.
Oh, come on.
If you can hear me, I am 2 minutes away.
Very funny, Jacoby. What's your angle?
Angle? I don't have an angle. Don't you know? I'm Crazy Jacoby, the loose cannon. I just think it's funny to make your life that little bit more aggravating.
Why do I have trouble believing that?
Now, let's go over our current situation. Colonel Kepler has Eiffel, you have Maxwell. Very exciting, whatever.
Would you stop this stupid-
And Dr. Hilbert is about 90 seconds away from that hidden room in engineering where he and Lovelace have been stockpiling napalm.
Oh, your face is priceless. I'm so sorry. Did you really think we didn't know about that room? That we didn't have it under surveillance?
Because that's... Well, actually, that's exactly the kind of idiotic mistake you would make.
Minkowski, I am almost at the door.
Hilbert, get away from there, now!
Nope, sorry, Lieutenant. But no dice. One-way telephone, remember?
Jacoby?
Fun fact number two. Consider this possibility. Imagine there's a room which you think is secret from everyone else, but which isn't. And so you start filling that room with, of all things, homemade explosives, because that's smart. And the entire time, you have no idea that right under the floor of that room, there's 20 pounds of C4.
No. No, you're lying. He's really not. Sorry.
C4, which I can detonate remotely. For which, in fact, I'm now setting a timer for 100 seconds. There, set.
No.
I mean, that would just be one hell of a thing, wouldn't it?
Minkowski, I have now reached the target.
Get out of there!
He can't hear you.
Hira, can you tell him to-
No, Lieutenant, it's that room. He's completely out of my sense horizon.
Oh, how sad.
Tragic. So here's the deal. You have about 90 seconds to release Maxwell and give her your gun. If you don't, the Russian goes Chernobyl.
Preparing containers for mobilization.
Now is the time to surrender.
60 seconds.
No. No. I am done getting pushed around by you all. Not this time. If you do this, Jacoby, I will shoot Dr. Maxwell.
No, she won't. Trust me.
I will.
Her hands are shaking a lot.
So
those
the hell
two
what?
Containers are set.
You break my people, I break yours.
The only one doing any breaking is you. You can get off this crazy train anytime you want.
Just put the gun down.
Lieutenant?
15 seconds.
Almost done. Just a little more
Lieutenant,
time.
Put the gun down.
No. I am not giving up again.
8 seconds. Here we go.
How stupid are you?
Minkowski, do you copy? Can anybody hear?
What I had to, Hira. This is war.
You killed? How could you?
Quiet! What now?
Now, we finish this madness.
Sounds like Jacoby has things under control.
Are you nuts?
Colonel, look around you. Everything is falling apart. What do you think is happening?
A controlled demolition.
Yeah, not anymore. I don't even know what's going on over there, but I know this has gotten really friggin' far from control. This is a wildfire. Time to get your liar, girl. Rome is burning.
Lieutenant! What is happening?
The end of all this crap.
Care to be more specific?
Hira and I just shut down all the station engines.
You... What? Minkowski, do you have any idea what that will do?
Oh, I know exactly what it's going to do. You want to go up to the red line? Let's go.
This is madness.
Well, it's been kind of a topsy-turvy day.
Shut up. Jacoby?
Yes, sir.
Can you get to the...
Yes.
Take her out. Full liberties, just get it done.
My pleasure.
Lieutenant, without the engines, we are going to succumb to the star's gravitational pull. If you don't stop this thing...
We are all going to die in unspeakable pain. Yes. Desperate measures. Hera and I calculate about another 2 minutes before we're past the point of no return. That's how long you and Jacoby have to surrender. Check.
Hera, this is a direct order from the station command officer. Restart the engines now.
No.
What?
No. I'm not taking that order. I don't care how much it hurts, how fast I have to spin this code, but no.
Your programming
will break me sooner or later, yes, but for 2 minutes, I can stick it in.
Feel that?
Quiet.
You wanted to meet some aliens? Well, get ready. We're about to get up close and...
Quiet! No. You're not going through with this.
I already have.
No, you are not going to sacrifice Eiffel
and... 3 people have died today. This has gone far enough. Either no one else dies...
Or we all go. Amen, Commander.
1 minute.
Don't do this. I get it. You don't stop. You don't surrender. You push. Well, guess what? This is where the universe pushes back. And of all the stupid ways someone can gamble with their life, let me tell you. There is a special place in hell reserved for those dumb enough to die trying to outstubborn Lieutenant Commander Renee Minkowski. So stop this. You are going to die, knowing that you were only hours away from your precious contact event. Get your head out of your ass and start thinking about the big picture.
Jacoby, stand down.
What? Sir, I'm not going-
You are not going to defy a direct order. Stand down.
Yes, sir.
Minkowski. I just released Officer Eiffel and surrendered my firearm to him. Mr. Jacoby should surrender to you momentarily. Now, stop this thing.
Got it.
Good luck, Commander.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hero was played by Michaela Sui. The role of Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. The role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. And the role of Maxwell was played by Michelle Agresti. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to help us put on a very convincing light show? Do so by supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at wolf359radio for news and more.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sine. That's a geometric waveform or arc that rises and falls. And a new Canadian TTRPG and podcast inspired by that almost soothing mathematical motion. Let me show you. The action begins to rise as powerful strangers in a ruined yet vibrant world band together.
If you run north, they will chase you. I suggest you stand behind me.
Partner, I'd rather stand beside you if you're willing to help.
Tension continues to mount higher as our characters must push themselves beyond their usual limits.
As I'm climbing into the driver's seat, I'm going to say to Sarah, sometimes you got to make tough decisions. I'm driving now.
And it peaks as the danger and excitement hits its zenith, leading to great failure or success.
Fenrir would be just fire at this point.
She straight up might die. Like, this encounter might murder you.
You know what? You lit me on fire! We're gonna be on fire, baby!
And this tension relaxes with tragedy, but more often humor, that comes with great pals being around a virtual table playing a game. Discover Sine on your favorite podcast player. S-I-N-E. Choices of the characters are theirs to make, but the fate of the world is up to the dice.